It's a sunny, windy day in the town of Manville. It lies amid prairie land 15 miles south of downtown Houston. A big highway runs nearby and subdivisions are sprouting up fast, but it still feels like you're out in the country. Which is why it may seem odd when you learn what scientists are finding here in a little park. Between a playground and a soccer field is an air pollution monitoring station. It consists of a small trailer with an air conditioner and a tower topped with wind sensors. The station's nothing odd. There are over 20 scattered all over the Houston region, including downtown and the industrial ship channel. But compared to those, this one, in a little park on a prairie, consistently shows the most ozone pollution.
So the question is why? What's different about that site?
That's David Brimer, Director of Air Quality at the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
It's south of town. Houston's really not known for consistent north winds that would blow the urban core emissions towards that monitor.
It's all the more baffling because ozone levels have been dropping in Houston and other cities as more has been done to reduce pollution from industries and vehicles. But the monitor at the Manville Park has shown only slight drops, mere fractions of the big drops recorded for ozone elsewhere. So could the sensors in the park be wrong? Again, David Brimer with the state.
Anything's possible. We have a really stringent quality assurance, quality control mechanism to account for that. And it's the same type of monitoring technology we use at the other monitoring sites in Houston, so something would have to be different there.
The idea that the monitors might be unreliable came up last week at Rice University. Scientists had gathered to discuss the latest research on ozone and how to measure it. An environmental engineer with the petroleum industry suggested that the monitors, like in the Manville Park, can be inaccurate and should be replaced with newer technology. But what the scientists spent much more time discussing was a way to measure ozone that goes far beyond those monitors on the ground. Jim Crawford heads a NASA project.
But we're doing something fundamentally different. We're trying to train satellites to see air quality from space.
But there's much work to be done before satellites will be able to accurately detect pollution plumes from space. Right now, scientists working with NASA are analyzing pollution data gathered using airplanes that last fall flew over Houston and earlier over Washington, D.C. and Bakersfield, California. In Houston, balloons were also sent up simultaneously to get pollution readings far higher up than the planes flew. Ann Thompson is a NASA scientist who launched and retrieved the balloons.
And a lot of this pollution is in layers that are just maybe a few hundred meters kilometer above the ground. And the only way we get those data are with the airplanes and with our balloons.
Thompson says what the data are showing is that the air can be dirtier in pockets, like in that park in Manville, places sometimes far from the big city or big industry. It's a peculiar feature of Houston pollution, says NASA's Jim Crawford.
We find that the ozone pollution in Houston is quite variable. So depending on one side of the town versus the other, you can have very polluted conditions on one side of town and be perfectly clean on the other side of town.
He says that's different than on either the East or West Coast, where he says a bad day for ozone tends to be bad for everyone, no matter which side of town you're on. So why is Houston different? The weather might surely play a part. And scientists say eventually, satellites in space may help explain the ozone mystery on the ground. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.